Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we wrap up a week focused on guarding your heart as you serve, we're looking at guarding our heart with obedience. God's Word has a lot to say about how we live life in obedience to Him, in obedience to His laws and His commands, His precepts, His principles, His instructions, whatever word you want to use for all of the truth and wisdom contained within Scripture. So many times we live life and we discover that the enemy is pretty good at using the tactic, the weapon of accusation. And I don't know if you've ever had a time where you've done something that has caused someone to attack you in some way. A verbal attack, perhaps even a physical attack, that displeased them greatly. And they felt and believed that you were the cause. You were at fault. In times like that, if possible, it's always good, at least in my mind, to, in a sense, pass the buck. Send it upline, up chain of command. I was simply obeying what those in charge told me to do. Now, that only works, I believe, effectively when those in charge are right, that their cause is righteous, that what they're telling you to do is aligned with God's Word. But in human terms, it has a tendency to work even when it isn't right. People recognize authority structures. And sometimes we recognize when they're being misused and we cry out for real justice. We want, whether we use that term or not, we want godly justice. But as Christians trying to serve God as we serve people, or trying to serve people as we serve God, whichever way you want to look at it, it's as we learn to obey God that we are able to guard our hearts against the accusations of the enemy. You see, to be able to respond to those accusations with, "I'm simply doing what God's Word says," many parts of the world have been anti-Christian for a long time. And there are rumblings within the nation I live in that a growing population that seeks to speak out against those who would claim a faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's so easy to take those accusations personally. Because sometimes they fit. You know, the accusations of hypocrisy, the accusations of unfairness, the accusations of being unloving, unkind, mean, cruel. In our own human nature, those at times fit. But when we guard our heart with obedience, we recognize that none of those things belong. And it's living a life in obedience to God's Word that we're able to speak truth and love people. I think of the story, the that Jesus told of the wise and foolish builders. A story that I knew from childhood because of the children's song that was sung often in my generation about the wise man building his house upon the rock and the foolish man building his house upon the sand. It's more than a fun children's song. It's a story told by Jesus to make a point. And he made it clear. The point is, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And when the storms came, when the accusations flew, his house stood firm because it was built on obedience to God's word. He did what it said. But the one who does not do what God says is like the foolish man who builds his house on the sand, and when the storms come, when the accusations fly, his house falls with a great crash. And as we serve people, we will be misjudged. We will be accused of having ulterior motives or hidden motives or secret motives. We will be accused of all kinds of things. And for many of us, accusations are hard to handle. That they cut deep. They make us question ourselves like nothing else can. And God's desire is that we would guard our heart with a life of obedience to Him. That we can, in a sense, pass the buck up the chain of command and say, I'm simply obeying the Word of God. Now, the difficulty or the catch in that, so to speak, is we can't make up what the Word of God says. We like the response that the apostles gave, that we must obey God rather than man. But how often do we use that when we're really saying, I must obey what I want rather than what you want? Has nothing to do with God. In the case of the text that's often quoted, it's being told you cannot speak in the name of Jesus. You cannot talk about Jesus. You cannot mention His name. You cannot preach the good news of Jesus. That's the context of we must obey God rather than man. It's guarding their hearts with obedience to God. Sometimes our actions are such that we find ourselves in trouble and it's really all of our own making, and we think, because I pull out my Bible and try to use it as a get out of jail free card, that I shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of being disobedient. And yet, living a life of obedience to God ought to free us to serve people. As we live life, working at the moment on a prayer seminar that'll focus on a spiritual warfare, the spiritual battle we're in. It's currently scheduled for May 15th. But in the working process, I'm thinking through a lot of this battle. Terminology and scenario. And recognizing that it's obedience to the commander, to the one in charge, that helps us to be successful. Yeah, I've never served in the military. I have read and studied some aspects of it. And I realize one of the, I don't say the worst crimes, but one of the crimes that definitely brings about swift consequences within military system is insubordination. It's refusing to obey a direct order. It's deciding that you know more than the commander does. You see, there's an expectation that the commander got to where they're at for a reason. And you're where you're at for a reason. And when the battle goes sideways, you may suffer, but your heart is protected because it wasn't your call. Your heart is protected by obedience. And as we live life, our obedience to God doesn't magically remove all of the bad things. It doesn't magically remove all of the consequences of living life on this earth. But it ought to guard our hearts and protect us against the accusations. Use this story numerous times as I've talked about guarding our heart, as I've talked about serving people. The weekends I read a children's Bible story online for, and today was a story of Joseph. And I believe it's a great picture of a person who, through the midst of great trials and troubles, guarded his heart with obedience to God. And you see, when we guard our heart with obedience, we recognize that the story isn't over until it's over. The story isn't over until God says it's over. The story isn't over until we hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You see, it hurts when people accuse us of things. It hurts when they say things about us. But Jesus says that you are blessed when people spitefully misuse you, when they mistreat you, when they speak evil against you for His name's sake. You're not blessed just because they do that. That's part of what people do sometimes. You're blessed when they do that because of Jesus, because of your obedience to Him. Today, as we spend time praying, ask God to help you fully evaluate what your life is built on. Is it one that hears and studies and knows the Word of God and obeys it? That puts it into practice? That is built on a solid foundation? Or is it one that hears and knows and studies the Word of God and yet ignores it? And lives with an unguarded heart, such that your life continually crashes with, collapses with a great crash. And as you pray and as you allow God to examine and reveal to you, renew your commitment to serving with a guarded heart, a heart guarded by obedience to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible, so all-encompassing, that you know the pain that accusations can bring into our life. And you've provided a way for us to guard our hearts by being obedient to your word, by realizing that as we serve in faithfulness to you, that the accusations that fly our way have nowhere to land. And we can allow them to pass on through, to bounce off, to not take hold. Father, may we be those that gaze deeply into your word and does what it says. And so when the enemy accuses us, as Jesus did when he was tempted, we can respond with the truth of your word, with the protection that our obedience has brought, that we don't have to second guess ourselves, that we know that our love for you is real because we do what you say. As Jesus pointed out to us, that if we love him, we will keep his commands. So, Father, help us to express our love in that way continually. And as we express our love through obedience, may we serve with a heart that is guarded, that's protected. May we be willing to share the love of Jesus with everyone that we can. Father, help us to not misuse your word, to not claim a protection for our own desires or out of selfish motives, but may we live with this heart that loves you and desires that the people around us would know of that love. Fathers, I pray for our children, our children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that you would help us to convey to them and to teach them and to model for them this heart guarded by obedience. When the temptations of this world come at them, when the accusations of the enemy are hurled towards them, may they have learned and experienced and known the joy and the freedom of living and walking in obedience to you. May they realize that the temptations that come do not have to be surrendered to. That it's not losing anything to say no to temptation. Father, may their hearts be guarded by their obedience to your word, to your truth. And all of the hurtful and spiteful things that are said to children and young people by each other and by adults, by the world. Would not be able to sink in or to injure the children in our lives. Father, today as we examine with the help of your word and your spirit, may you reveal it to us that the areas that we really need to step up in, the areas that we struggle in obedience May we seek a life that's fully obedient to you and not just one that picks and chooses areas that we want to obey in and ignore those that we don't. Father, help us to not use our obedience to you as an excuse for doing what we want. May we know your will because we know your word and we know your Son. And Father, help us to represent all of that accurately. Today, as we serve, as we live life, may we do so with a heart guarded with obedience, and may we lift up Jesus in every way possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.